don't know what he's thinking and it makes me restless.
I don't know what she wants and I'm beginning to feel hopeless.
Every time I look at him,
I feel like I can't recognize her anymore.
It's just not been the same since the baby.
Do I even love her anymore?
Does he love me?
Why are we doing this to each other?
Why are we still here?
Life tends to be richer through our experiences with each other as human beings, through interaction and relationships which add meaning to existence. But what happens when the very relationships we thrive on seem to be imploding and crumbling, as if everything we've worked for is falling apart? Managing damaged relationships often starts with a deeper understanding of the roles we play in the lives of those we relate to, especially when partners are concerned. Family psychologist and chief executive officer of Family Life Ministries, Dr. Barrington Davidson, says healthy relationships are about giving rather than getting. Dr. Davidson, who has been practicing in Jamaica with a doctorate in psychology for 25 years, says if there is no healthy balance of giving between partners, this is a major sign of a dysfunctional relationship.
It's a relationship that's going to destroy you. You're going to self-destruct in it. And so it's not something you should stay in, because you're going to feel exploited, you're going to feel taken advantage of.
Dr. Davidson says relationships are based on meeting the needs of the parties involved. So it's crucial for couples to understand each other's needs in order to secure a healthy relationship. Research indicates some of the primary needs of most men are companionship and positive affirmation, while for women, the primary needs are conversation and trust. Dr. Davidson says the primary needs reflect the basic expectations men and women have of each other, and most, if not all, ought to be met.
So I really think that it is very important for men and women to understand the needs of each other, and because a healthy relationship is about giving rather than getting, to be able to see how they can give. Because you can see with me that if both people are giving, then both people are going to end up getting.
As hopeless as some situations may seem, if both partners are willing to commit to addressing their issues, taking time to recognize their faults and taking steps to repair the breach, then mending a damaged or broken relationship is possible. Dr. Davidson says a major part of the healing is shifting focus towards giving more of oneself in all areas.
There's a thing called the law of change. And the law of change says, I cannot change my partner, but I can change me. And chances are that if I change, my partner will change.
For change to begin, the root of the problem or problems must be found.
So you have to approach it, first of all, by finding out what is it that is causing them to have their problem, reason for their problem. And the reason can be faulty communication, so you're going to help them to see how you can help them to improve communication.
It must also never be taken for granted that each relationship is unique, and as such, each approach towards seeking help will be different. If you believe you are in a damaged or broken relationship and you and your partner are willing, seeking counsel is an excellent start to changing the situation. Help is available from counseling organizations such as Family Life Ministries, family or couples counselors, psychologists, or church pastors.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat so?
Callaloo and fried dumpling.
Callaloo? Where you get it from? You plant callaloo?
No, me buy from me Chinese boy, in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the callaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me callaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311, or the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.